We carried a snotty, myself, a surgeon probationer, who was a makey-do doctor, a medical student, dished up as a doctor, and a very nice chap, but he was not yet a frightfully good doctor. The rest were all active service. The captains, well, destroyer captains of that generation which produced the great characters of the destroyer world, whose exploits, habits and characteristics are still remembered in the fleet, and some of them were great men who earned distinction later. Our divisional leader in Wolfhound was Commander John Cromin Tovey, DSO, who subsequently became Lord Tovey, Commander-in-Chief Home Fleet in KGV when Bismarck was sunk. The Ocean Swell, alias Jack Ramsey, commanded the Vendetta. ECO Thompson commanded the Verdun. He became flag officer up here, and Jack Ramsey was for most of the war Commander-in-Chief Rosyth. I don't know if you know how Tovey got his DSO, but it is a story worth remembering. He was captain of the Onslow, also of the 13th Flotilla, at the Battle of Jutland, and during the daylight battle she got badly hit in the engine room. Her speed was reduced to 10 knots, which was not frightfully fast for a destroyer even in those days, and she was crippled at the time of the run to the north. You remember the battle cruisers had to turn when the High Seas Fleet came on the scene. She was crippled then, and so she carried on and managed to put a torpedo into the Seydlitz at 10 knots. But not only so, she got away, and Tovey got the DSO for that. I mentioned the Verdun just now because thereby hangs a little tale. When the late King George V came to inspect the fleet shortly before the surrender, and we titivated ourselves up, thinking that we were going to take the king round, or at least escort him, he was going to go in the Oak, which was the Commander-in-Chief's doggy destroyer, a beautiful little ship. We were called Windsor, and we thought, after all, he had taken the name of Windsor. We were going to do something about it, so I have a personal reason for remembering this. We were all busy painting the ship, from, I was going to say, the captain upwards or downwards, including the midshipman RNVR. I was a clumsy young clown, and there was a nice large bucket of good old naval crab fat on the quarterdeck, and my foot came into collision with it, and the whole shooting match went on the deck. I will not tell you what the petty officer in charge of the quarterdeck said about RNVR midshipmen. It was very much to the point. However, His Majesty, with a lack of taste we reprehended, but with courtesy to our allies, chose the Verdun, and she took him around.